Hi, this is Chris from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and this survey is quick and confidential. Now, to begin, are you registered to vote in Arizona?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you think of yourself as male, female, genderqueer, gender non-conforming? Thank you.
Male.
Now, just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is the year of your birth?
71.
Thank you very much. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black.
Thank you. And that was the next question. What is your race? So you mentioned Black or African American.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? Is it 12th grade or below? College. And is that an associate's degree, bachelor's degree?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make positive impact on issues that you care about? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means
10.
That... Thank you. 10 means a lot of power. 0 means no power at all.
10.
Is that still 10? Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please let me know. The first one is the Republican Party.
10.
Thank you. Then we have Joe Biden.
0.
Donald Trump.
10.
Then we have Congressman Ruben Gallego.
0.
Then we have Kamala Harris.
0.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
0.
And the Democratic Party.
0.
Thank you. Now we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy
Trump.
Jr., other... Thank you. And it, we know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Democratic candidate? Or the Republican candidate?
Republican candidate.
Okay, thank you. Now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Statement A, which says, voting in the upcoming 2024 elections is how I have the power to make changes on the issues that are important to my everyday life. Or statement B, my personal decisions are what impact my... And would you say much more A or somewhat more A?
Much more A.
Thank you. Now, which of the following statements is closer to your opinion, even if neither is perfect? Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. Our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, or our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
The first one.
The first one. Thank you. Now, in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? Your own future?
Positive.
The future of the country?
Unsure.
Between negative and positive, which one do you fall in?
Unsure.
We just have negative or positive. It depends on how you feel. Where do you lean towards?
I'll come out of country and ask me on November 6th.
Yes, we do not have that option, sir. We just have negative or positive. Do you feel negative or positive about the future of the country?
Right now, negative.
Thank you. And lastly, we have the future of the planet.
That's not up to me. I can't answer that one.
But if you had to choose, you feel negative or positive about the future of the planet?
I'm going to leave that one blank. I don't know.
Yes, we cannot skip this.
That's a God question.
Yes. All right. Or is there anybody else at home who would be interested in helping us with a survey?
There's no one here with me.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time anyway. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.